Blog Talk Radio.
In the midnight hour.
Worldwide on Blog Talk Radio. My name is Joseph Duncan, and this is Vendetta Pro Radio 2K15. Our live call-in number, area code 646-929-2066. And if you haven't noticed, already had, just by me being on here hosting the show again, we've already had a couple of changes. Another change that we're going to have right now is my co-host, ladies and gentlemen. We're bringing him in right now. He is the one and only Billy Blade. Billy.
Hey, what's up, Vendetta Pro Radio? How's everybody doing? You're good,
Joseph?
All
right, and of course, we've got a special guest on with us. So what do you say, Billy? Let's not waste any time. Let's go ahead and bring him on in. This, ladies and gentlemen, is a guy you know. He's a former two-time WWE World Tag Team Champion, TNA X Division Champion. Came just shy of becoming the new NWA Western States Heavyweight Champion. I think James J. Dillon, I think he played a little part of that out of what I seen on the replay there. But March 7th, when Vendetta Pro Wrestling makes its debut in Torrance at the Oak Street Gym, he will be challenging Little Trouble for the Vendetta Pro Wrestling Heavyweight title. Let's bring in Brian Kendrick.
Thanks for having me.
Hey, Brian, this is Billy Blade, man. How you doing?
I'm doing really good, Billy. How about yourself?
I'm doing good, man. I've been in the ring with you. I think we've known each other since Ultimate Pro Wrestling days.
A good dozen years or so, yeah.
It seems like it, doesn't it?
Yeah,
for sure. I remember stories. I was going to get into this. Joseph is one of our co-hosts. Just bear with me, Joseph. We have a lot of facts about Brian Kendrick, especially being a pro wrestler myself. We've been along the road. I've been in the ring with you, like I said. I remember the stories about you, and I've seen it actually in person, when you would drive across the country just to make it to West Coast to wrestle on a show. Is that true when you were first starting out?
For sure it was. I was
sleeping
really,
in your car and whatnot?
Yeah, I was really chasing it. It was something I wanted to do, and so I just did everything I could to give myself the best chance of being able to accomplish it. And so it meant, sleeping in cars and stuff like that. But, I really wanted to become a wrestler and was really serious about getting good at it. And so, went as hard as I could.
Yeah, I read a story, but, you know, again, I've known you for a long time. We go way back and whatnot, but I read a story that you saved enough money from to go to wrestling school by being a dishwasher. Is that true?
That's what I was doing up in Washington State before I moved to Texas to learn how to wrestle. I was washing dishes at a pizza place. That's how I got started at the pizza place anyways, and that's how I first started saving for wrestling school, certainly is, yeah.
And see, those type of stories, Brian, as I get to your, you have a wrestling school now in L.A., I believe, right? Or you have one, it's in L.A. or Huntington Park or whatnot, and would you like to touch bases on your wrestling school? Because, quite frankly, as a teacher myself, you know, I've trained people in our area along with the Ballers at K-State College, which actually is part of the Santino Brothers. Here and there, they have some nights there, and so as a trainer yourself, like, do you when you're training somebody, and I'll give you a couple, give you some minutes to talk about your school and stuff. Do you what do you believe? What do you nowadays with all the students you have, and you know, and all the students nowadays? I mean, you notice that there's a lot of attitudes nowadays. What would you say to this up and coming student, you know, to humble themselves, you know, to stay humble and whatnot? What would you say? Because you know, I've noticed a lot of attitudes, and you know, people not appreciating where they came from, and I just want to get your opinion on that.
Yeah, I mean, I suppose since, you know, I'm 35 now, so maybe it's, you know, I'm just on the cusp of the last generation, but so maybe I'm not supposed to understand it. but things are different. You know, you don't really want to yell at people, it seems, although there's at times I just want to yell and scream. But it doesn't seem to be the most effective way, or even if it is, you're still upsetting people. And it's unfortunate, but at the same time, I guess that's the way things are progressing.
Totally. And what about your wrestling school? I mean, you started out, I believe, you went to Shawn Michaels School in Texas, which happened to have, I think, a lot of people don't mention him, but Michael Shane, Brian
yep.
Danielson.
Yep.
And yourself, Paul London, I believe, was there. And it was Paul London, if I'm right. I could be wrong there.
No, but he trained under, amongst other people, Rudy Gonzalez, who helped train at the school. So he's got some
right.
of the same training from, yeah, absolutely. So it's, yeah. And Lance Cade was also
Lance Cade,
in that same
right.
class. Yeah.
Rest in peace. True. He was an awesome guy. Now, did you with your wrestling school? With your wrestling school, do you want to get some information out, website or anything like that for your school?
Sure. Yeah. I mean, if anybody's interested in reaching out to me and getting information about my wrestling school, it's 3 days a week and Monday, Tuesdays, and Thursdays, 1 to 4. So, it's not the easiest for a lot of people for their work schedules. But if you think of it as like going to a college and really take it serious, it might be worthwhile. And you can reach out to me, bkschoolofpw@gmail.com. If you just email me, I'll answer any of your questions. BrianKendrick.net, we'll just redirect you to that email address anyways. That's about it.
That's awesome. Hey, Brian, what was in your you've wrestled hundreds of opponents. What have been your, like, let's say your top three opponents of all time? Whether indies, whether, you know, WWE, TNA, Japan.
Oh, boy, I guess it might sound stupid, but, yeah, how would you define top? I mean, like, the funnest
yeah, or
to work, or who are the
favorite,
the,
maybe your favorite.
Just favorite, or, you know, whatever my, for whatever reason.
Exactly.
Okay. I mean, the one who I wrestled a lot growing up, not growing up, but breaking in at first was Brian Danielson, who's gone out to tremendous success. So, yeah, I mean, he's definitely in there since we wrestled a lot when I first broke in, and he's fantastic. You know, my favorite wrestler is Otani, as far as just the way he moves. So I got to be in the ring with him, so any time in the ring with him. And it's hard to say, man. It's really hard to say. There's so many good wrestlers out there.
Oh, for sure. Yeah, no doubt. And like I was saying before, like a lot of people, we're trying to keep everybody in the loop, you know, with obviously what Brian Kendrick is up to. And since you wrestled so many opponents out there, is there any wrestler that you would like to wrestle that you haven't, which is a pretty slim list, but, you know.
Oh, sure. I mean, yeah, who wouldn't want to wrestle you know, Ric Flair or Hulk Hogan,
for sure.
Or Shawn Michaels. Yeah, I mean, those would be my top three: Ric Flair, Hulk Hogan, and Shawn Michaels. You know, they're those guys are wrestling, so that'd be awesome. And of course, I mean, Stone Cold or The Rock when they were. I mean, nobody's been more over than those guys. So.
Oh, for sure.
Yeah.
I was actually blessed to be on the Hulkamania tour, and it was Ric Flair versus Hulk Hogan. Every night. This is after Ric Flair retired. And it was amazing, let me tell you. It was actually the last time Umaga, he passed away a couple days after that tour. And it was just full of stars on that show. But, yeah, Hulk Hogan, Ric Flair, man, they tore it up every night. They beat the crap at each other and bled every night. And let me tell you, man, Ric Flair, and I don't care what people say, Ric Flair and Hulk Hogan, they still have it just by the way they bring the crowd in, you know? And
sure.
I wouldn't, you know, so it was a pretty good honor. And, yeah, no, those all those Doritos opponents would be amazing in the ring. Let me ask you, I know that you were the longest, you and Paul London were at least the longest reigning tag team champions in WWE history, or at least I know top three. Why didn't you guys ever have a tag team name? And if you did have a tag team name, why didn't they ever use it? Just curiosity, or maybe I was wondering myself.
What we were told the logic behind a lack of a tag team name. Paul and I were pushing for the name of Hooligans, but we were told the lack of a tag team name was because if we were to separate, they wouldn't have to reestablish who we are. So if it's Paul London and Brian Kendrick, then people can start to identify with us. So there was a sound logic behind it. If it's the Hooligans, then we could just be Hooligan 1, Hooligan 2, you know.
True.
We're more established without the name. That was the logic anyways, yeah.
Well, that makes sense. Now, see, I don't know if everybody knew that. I personally didn't know that. I was just wondering because I know some of the greatest tag teams, including you guys, all had – everybody had names, but, you know, you guys were one of the few that didn't have a name, even though you still were considered one of the greatest tag teams out there, you know, in my opinion, and, you know, I'm sure a lot of other people's, you know, so.
Well, I appreciate it. And, yeah, having a tag name does really – it makes you feel more like a tag team. So, I mean, I understand the gripe, but I also understand the logic. So, yeah.
Yeah, that makes sense. Now, here's a good question. I'm going to change the subject completely, have a little fun. This is the first time I'm co-hosting the radio show, so please bear with me. I'm not the best host in the world. However, I do, you know, check my facts, and that's the good news. And as someone who can't wait to be on this show, how was it to be on The Price is Right?
Oh man, it was surreal. I forgot how to play tic-tac-toe because I was so wrapped up in the moment. It was absolutely ridiculous. Felt like an outer body experience. I was way more embarrassed than I ever been in a wrestling ring.
That's awesome. Now, was Bob Barker the host then?
No, it was Drew Carey.
Oh. Well, that's still okay, but it wasn't Paul Barker, unfortunately. But that is awesome. I want to go in there one day, but, you know, how that goes. One of these days. Brian, anything else? Like a couple other questions for you, if you don't mind. One of the things we used to do on a Vendetta Pro Radio, and we haven't done it in a while, and we thought we'd bring it back, was one of your favorite ribs of all time, whether you did it or whether somebody did it on you or whether it's somebody you heard, you know, a rib you heard of that you were allowed to say. And obviously this is not a kayfabe question, you know, but nowadays it's kind of out there. So I figured I'd, you know, ask.
So you brought up the name Umaga earlier. And so that brought a flashback to mind of a time we were screwing with Umaga, his group, whoever he was with in his car, and the group I was with in my car, just kind of screwing with each other in the small town roads, you know, zipping in front of the other one, slowing down, you know, splashing water, that kind of nonsense. Well, when we got to the building, when we went to leave, our car was covered in what it turned out to be motor oil. He did it to us, and man, it was freezing. I mean, like frozen freezing. So we had frozen motor oil on our car as a rib that guy did to us, which is, yeah, it just was cruel. It was very cruel. We were screwed, yeah.
Now, was it a rental car? That's the question.
It was a rental car. It was just, yeah, it was a rental car, and he got us pretty good. But, boy, it ate like 2 hours into our night, having to slowly, yeah, it sucked. Really bad.
Well, I had a little rib with Umaga. Well, it had nothing to do with me, but on the Australian tour, he was, we were on the bus because we all took the bus from city, you know, from the building to the hotel. And Lacey Von Erich decided to use a restroom on a bus, which probably was strike one against her. And Umaga happened to be next to the bathroom. So he decided to lean against the bathroom. There's no way Lacey, you know, there's no way Lacey's getting out of that bathroom. So he leaned against that bathroom for probably 10, 15 minutes, and she kept kicking, and she eventually gave up. He went and sat down, and she didn't come out for another 15 minutes.
No kidding.
Because because she thought Umaga was still in front of her, so she just gave up. Yeah. So she came out, and of course, everybody's sitting down, and obviously no one stepped up to it, but it was hilarious just because, you know, obviously Umaga's he likes to mess around. He was a cool guy on tour. That was the first time I've technically met him. And, you know, anyway, it was a lot of fun. I was actually very, he was a pleasure to be around. So, also, so. Well, hey, I had a couple of, not so much questions, but more like, just to get the word out there. Vendetta Pro Wrestling is obviously not just all about Vendetta Pro Wrestling. We try to support all the independent wrestling in California. We're part of the National Wrestling Alliance, and, you know, it's independent wrestling. I mean, we're not competing with WWE or anybody like that. So the more we push everybody and us, the better, I believe, you know. One of the phenomenons going around these days, and I've actually never been able to attend, but I hear such great things, and we have a lot of guys that actually work the show. And can you give us your thoughts on Hood Slam?
Oh, I love it. I'm going up
to people
Friday.
That don't know, of course, you know.
Oh, like explain what it is?
Well, a lot of people do know what it is, but maybe just let people know again, let's see, you know, the idea of Hood Slam and, you know, in so many words, I guess you could say.
Yeah, sure. I mean, okay, so it's a spot in Jack London Square in Oakland, and it's 21 and over, standing only. They'll have live bands, and then the wrestlers are kind of, I mean, for example, they've got like an evil scientist, and they've got Mega Man, and they've got Blanca, and they've got just a cast of absurd characters that do amazing flips in a really cool atmosphere. So a lot of non-wrestling fans go. It's a real blast.
Yeah, it looks like a lot of fun. 21 over, and you're drawing, you know, hundreds of people at a venue every month. It's, you know, you can't get much better than that on independent scene, you know.
Oh, that's amazing.
Have you, you know, your opponent for March 7th for Vendetta Pro Wrestling, you came up just a little short on our last show, and you were almost able to become the NWA Western States champion. Well, now you're going to go for the heavyweight championship, and you're going to be wrestling somebody I'm sure you're familiar with, who actually wrestles on a new show on TV called Lucha Underground. He goes by Cisco on there, but his name's Little Cholo. What are your thoughts on that match?
Well, that'd be fun. I mean, I've known Cholo for about as long as we've known each other, Billy. I've known Cholo for, I mean, at least 10, maybe 12 years. So I'm excited. I'm excited. I've always liked Cholo as a person. I think he puts on a real good match. He knows his stuff. So I'm really looking forward to working with him.
Now, have you been able to catch an episode of Lucha Underground yet?
Yeah, I've seen a little, and it's interesting. It's a different take on wrestling. I mean, it's still wrestling, but yeah, it's filmed entirely different, and it's an interesting show. If you like wrestling, I would definitely watch it.
Awesome. Hey, Joseph, I know you've been on the back burner here. Do you have any questions for Brian?
I've just been listening, pretty much listening to you guys. I mean, you guys got a lot more history. You guys got a lot more history than I do. So, myself, last time, I know we've had Brian Kendrick on Vendetta Pro Radio before, and this is when I first started taking over the show, and I really had no business hosting. Could argue that I don't now, but I know last time you were there is right before, I think it was the Olympics in London, and fortunately a lot of some of the stuff that you were talking about fortunately didn't happen, bombings and such, because I do remember they were setting up,
right, I guess.
so always a good thing. What do you think about different things going on outside of wrestling? Different things going on kind of in the world today. Gas prices are finally down. That's a good thing for the most part.
Hello?
Yeah. Joseph was wondering, like, what are you? What's your thoughts on today? You know, outside of wrestling, you know.
What's going on with the world, man?
You had a lot of.
It's a mystery. Yeah, I mean, as far as theories goes, you name it. I can at least give you my thoughts, even if I don't know what, you know, hadn't heard of it before. It's as far as life in general, man. It's just the. It's a freaking mystery. So I enjoy hunting for Bigfoot. It may or may not exist. I mean, there's just no way of telling.
Well, you know, Bigfoot, Washington, isn't he from Washington? Supposedly Washington, Oregon, right?
Yeah,
discovered him.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah. Sasquatch.
That's funny. I've seen Harry and the Hendersons. He doesn't look like that bad of a guy, though. So I don't know. You know. Of course, I'm stuck in '80s still, though, so I don't know. But you know how that goes.
Speaking of Washington, the NFL team from Washington in the Super Bowl this last week. What do you think about that call? did you watch the Super Bowl?
Well, of course I did. Yeah, I'm a huge Seahawks fan. And it broke my heart, but if it was a game of Madden I was playing, I would run it. But I guess they had their reasons for doing it. I just know it. Oh, it really bummed my wife and myself out, man. We're Seahawks nerds. Yeah, my heart broke.
I was looking at it, and when I saw that play. Not even just a play, just the shotgun set with the three receiver package. I was looking at that. I'm like, is somebody playing Madden NFL and they pressed the wrong button?
This
isn't actually happening, is it?
Yeah, it was. It caught everybody by surprise. Not nobody, but man, anybody who watches football, plays Madden, knows you run there. Again, I guess they're the reasons. It just, as a Seahawks fan, it hurts.
Well, you know, no offense, Brian. Me and Joseph are not Seahawks fans. We're 49ers fans, unfortunately, for Seahawks fans, you know. But so seeing them lose, no offense, I was okay with it, even though I didn't even like New England. But they're at the Super Bowl, really, and that's really the key. It doesn't matter. They lost, so, you know, they won the year before, so not like they're not doing that well. They're doing pretty amazing.
Hey, for the Seahawks, they're doing great, man. It was still a pleasure to watch them all season.
Oh, for sure. Joseph?
The one play that happened that is not I don't think is getting anywhere near enough attention was the play right after that. Yeah, okay, you have the interception. He goes down on, I think, the 1 yard line. The next play, they line up. The guy, never mind the fact that the guy jumped offsides and encroached on the offense. He practically lined up. I mean, there was no way that was not going to be an offside.
Just from when he lined up. Yep.
And to me, I was almost like, since we're on a wrestling program, sort of, I'm like, is this a work? I mean, how do you have this happen back-to-back? Seahawks are an outstanding team, as painful as that is for me to say, but I didn't understand what had happened there. And besides that, I really just dislike the Patriots, so.
I know exactly what you're talking about with the Michael Bennett jumping offsides. That really put the final nail in the coffin. I didn't even consider it when he caught the interception. I thought the game was over. And then you see that, oh boy, they're lined up in the end zone, and now it's going to be 2 points in the ball back with a timeout and maybe 10 seconds. But Bennett was already lined up offside. Just like you said, you could see he was just itching to jump.
Hey, Brian, question. I know you've been in the ring with CM Punk at least numerous occasions, I'm guessing, being with your day at the Ring of Honor and independent wrestling. What, now that he's not in WWE, and I guess he's going to be, he's joined UFC, what do you think, how well do you think he will do, knowing that you've been in the ring with him, and, you know, obviously he had a background in, you know, MMA and whatnot before wrestling, so, or during wrestling training, so what's your opinion on that?
Man, it's hard to tell. I imagine he's training really hard. So he was a success at wrestling. I know they're two different things, but he put in enough, you know, evidence that he's dedicated through wrestling. So my guess is he's going to use that same level of dedication, and I'm rooting for him to win. I know I'm going to watch the fight for sure. I'm intrigued.
Yeah, and that's actually. One of the reasons UFC, you know, picked him up. I mean, same thing with Brock Lesnar. I mean, they're crossing over with the wrestling fans, I believe, and it's a good moneymaker. I think their highest rated UFC, I could be wrong at this point, it's been a few years, but was UFC 100 when Brock Lesnar debuted. And I'm sorry, Brock Lesnar won the title, the UFC title, as one of the highest rated UFCs all time. I know that for a fact because we decided to run a wrestling show that night, and we didn't do real well at all. So it wasn't, you know, we learned our lesson that night, you know, so we're definitely not going to do that again, you know, when it comes to UFC. UFC is hard to compete with nowadays. Speaking of, UFC, but recently you were, you had a trial. I know you're working independent leagues right now, you know, working independent all over and whatnot. And recently I read that you had a trial with NXT and got to work a match. What's your opinion? How was that? And what's your opinion on NXT? I mean, the talent coming out of there looks pretty amazing.
Yeah, I mean, as far as my opinion, NXT, they've got some awesome wrestlers. I mean, it's as simple as that, you know. Kenta, obviously, and Fergal Devitt, and Pac, and Generico, and I'm a huge Samurai Girl Soul fan, and that Kevin Steen down there. It sounds like a indie dream show.
Yeah.
And then they've got all these guys that they're training, who a lot of them don't have previous wrestling experience, but their whole setup at the school down there is unbelievable. And so if they work hard at it, I'm sure some of them are going to wind up being pretty awesome too with the level of training there. So I think it's good. I think it's really good. Yeah.
That's awesome. Now, curiosity on the NXT, but TNA, like, have you considered going, or has TNA considered bringing you back? Is that something that's in the works, or, you know, like, in other words, I have a feeling we haven't seen the last of Brian Kendrick on television, so just curious on is that stuff going well for you, in other words?
As far as have I talked to TNA? Have I considered TNA? Would I rule out TNA? What
exactly. Like, would you rule it out if they called you today? Or are you looking
for I wouldn't. I guess right now I'm not in a position to rule anything out. But I would, you know, I would weigh out whatever just makes most sense in the long run.
Yeah, of course. And you were. We've actually had, I think we only have, a minute or two left, Joseph, on the regular time?
We got about 30 seconds remaining of our regular time, and if you're listening, if you have a question for Brian Kendrick, get in right now, 646-929-2066. Hit option number one. That'll bring you up on our panel, and we can bring you in. If you have a question, get it in now, because in 30 seconds, check that in 10 seconds. So if you're already on the line, if you have a question, hit option number one. If you have a question, you can also hit us up on Twitter at Vendetta Pro, and I believe we are now in bonus time. So those of you who are listening, those of you who are already listening on the phone, if you have a question, tweet us at Vendetta Pro,
And we'll make sure to get your question asked. We probably get about 15 minutes of bonus time. And, you know, traditionally bonus time has been a time where we talk about pretty much anything. We can go anywhere with it. We've already kind of started that, I believe, but, you know, it's whatever. Once again, Brian Kendrick here, along with myself, Tulsa Duncan, and Billy Blade. So,
yeah,
we are in bonus time.
I have a couple more questions. Yeah, I have a couple more questions, Brian, because this might help a lot of people because there's so many fake Facebook accounts out there. Do you actually have a Facebook account? Because I know that I have you on my Facebook. Two people are Brian Kendrick on my Facebook. I'm like, okay, well, I know one of them might be, one of them might not be, you know?
So, yeah, the only one I really got is one for the wrestling school, and it's in shambles. This is something my wife and I were talking about. Like, she knows how to do that stuff. I've never been too slick or keen on anything electronic. So I have a Facebook for the school, but my goodness, I haven't been on there in several months. You know, you're welcome to get on there. I'll get back on eventually.
Well, no, the good news is I can go ahead and delete the two people that I think are acting like Brian Kendrick. That's the great news. So, because I tag them in posts when we use you on our shows, and so now I know that it's actually not you, especially when they're updating stuff, you know, lately.
Oh,
if it's
updated, it's certainly not me, yeah.
Okay, so I'll have to look back at that and make
100%,
sure.
100%, yeah.
Hey, your honest opinion, I mean, we're not anything big or whatnot, but, I mean, your opinion on Vendetta Pro Wrestling, your experience, you know, the last couple times you wrestled there, what was it?
Oh, it's a great show. Yeah, you get good audiences, you know, in both sides, and the level of excitement, you know, you draw a good crowd, they're happy to be there, they're really into the show, and the performers are really good. You know, you got a good bunch of wrestlers on the show who have pleasant attitudes, they're excited about wrestling and the opportunity they're getting, so for me, doing a Vendetta show is a lot of fun. I really enjoy myself.
Awesome. And our last tournament show, our last show you were in the tournament, and there were some great matches everywhere. I mean, Masters was there. You got to wrestle Jody Christopherson. You got to wrestle Ricardo Rodriguez, which I heard pretty much stole the show. A lot of people don't give Ricardo Rodriguez, who, when we was using him, he was our first Triforce champion. Triforce championship is a three-way title that we have. And he was known as Chimera, but you guys tore it up as, you know, a lot of people don't only look at him as a ring announcer, but he has some pretty good skills, and you guys tore it up, and I heard a lot of good things, so thank you for that.
Hey, thank you. It was fun, and I would I'd look forward to wrestling him again someday.
Yeah, for sure. Joe, do you have any more questions for him?
Well, just letting you know, actually, when you brought that up, we are working on building our video on-demand library. And one of the things we got coming up, we got two videos currently available. We're not really plugging it a lot because we have two videos available, but we're working on building up the library and getting more stuff on there. One of the things we want to put up is the Western States Heavyweight Title Tournament from Reflection this last month. So one of those matches will be Brian Kendrick versus Ricardo Rodriguez. If you are not there, if you are not able to see it, we will have it available on demand soon. And, you know, I was sitting right there ringside, absolutely spectacular match. And also a really good match, different style, but a really good match with Jody Christopherson as well. When it comes to guys like that, guys coming up like Jody Christopherson, who do you think are guys that you're working with here on the indies who Christopherson has been at NXT? But guys who are probably on the way up, guys who should be the stars of tomorrow. Who do you think some of those guys might be?
You know, it's really hard to say. It's going to be the guys who want it the most. I couldn't tell you who exactly that is by looking at them because everybody seems, you know, like they want it. I haven't spent enough time around them to see who really does or doesn't. But, you know, they all have the opportunity to be the next guy down there in NXT. You know, they've got the training around them. There's a lot of good wrestlers in California that they could ask questions and get better from. and there's wrestling all the time in California, so it could be anybody because there's a lot of opportunity out there. It's just whoever it is, it's going to be the one who applies himself.
And
fair enough.
I mean,
sorry, that is yeah.
No, that works.
Well, I mean,
I mean, the bottom line is the dedication. So, you know, bottom line is dedication.
That's,
I mean,
the bottom line is dedication. Whoever's
anybody can, yeah. It's, I mean, put your I mean, wrestling on that. You are living proof that that you can make it to the top. You know, by paying your dues and, you know, working your butt off, driving across country, staying in your car. I mean, I remember this specifically. I remember talking to you about this. I was actually front row at King of Indies, and the King of Indies still to this day, I think, is the best tournament of all time. And so with all the talent that was in that tournament, they have one coming up this this month or next month. It looks really, really good. It's really like a West Coast flavor. And, yeah, I mean, those are tomorrow's stars, I believe. There's a few of them that should be on TV soon as well. So obviously you paved the way for a lot of people. You really like proved yourself when it comes to working your ass off and showing everybody who Brian Kendrick, a.k.a. Spanky, is. A lot of people don't remember that, but Spanky. A lot of people also, I don't know if people know this, Spanky, correct me if I'm wrong, used to come out when he was wrestling in Japan. He had a Leonardo DiCaprio gimmick, and it was one of the most over gimmicks in Japan at the time. And he used to come out with this use of the Celine Dion song and everything, right?
Yeah, he used to come out to the Celine Dion song. Yeah, it wasn't my idea, but I'll tell you, I was happy to have it. I got to wrestle in Japan, and the gimmick was just perfectly Japanese to me. I mean, it just seemed so bizarre and funny. And I was thrilled to get the opportunity, but it was very bizarre.
Yeah, no, that's why I brought it up. I mean, it was, but you know, it works for Japan, and that's the funny thing about the whole situation.
Yeah.
Hey, we're gonna wrap things up. You know, our website is VendettaProWrestling.com, and then we also have Vendetta Pro Radio, which is Blog Talk Radio /Vendetta/Pro/Radio. Now, can you let everybody know the best way to get a hold of you? Through social media, or again through your email, your website. We just want to get everybody, you know, out there to know how to get a hold of Brian Kendrick, whether they're an aspiring pro wrestler, maybe somebody who's looking to book you on, you know, on a show, whatnot.
Just website is just briankendrick.net. On there you'll just see bkschoolofpw@gmail.com for any questions about the school. Thanks a lot for having me, fellas.
No, for sure, Brian and Josie. Have anything else before we let him go?
No, that's it. Looking forward to seeing you March 7th as you take on Little Cholo. Tickets are available online right now at VendettaProWrestling.com through Brown Paper Tickets. And I tell you right now, I'm already just checking out different websites and different people mentioning it. There's already getting a pretty good amount of buzz just for that match right there, Brian Kendrick versus Little Cholo. And so, I mean, we still got a few more matches for that event to announce, but that one right there, already having people mention, you know, that's going to be worth the price of admission alone. So.
For sure. Well, Brian, thanks a lot, man. Always a pleasure talking to you. And I tell Taylor I said hello, and we'll have for you guys, and, you know, and we'll talk soon, man. You guys we'll talk to you soon, and thanks for being on our radio show, and we'll see you March 7th.
Sweet. Sounds great. Thanks a lot for having me, guys.
No problem. Thanks, Ryan. Appreciate it.
Bye.
Bye.
All right. Well, I guess that about does it for this edition of Vendetta Pro Radio 2K15. My name is Joseph Duncan and Billy Blade. Of course, March 7th, another event we got coming up in March, so it's March 27th, and that's going to be at the Radisson Santa Maria. Tickets are available at VendettaProWrestling.com. You don't even have
to
really.
Guess what, Joseph? We're in bonus time.
We are.
We still got 5 minutes left. Let's go ahead and announce the match real quick.
Yeah,
let's announce a match real quick. You know, I figured we might as well announce a nice match for our first time back in Vendetta Pro Radio. This match tops any other match you will see in the Central Coast of California or in California alone. It could be one of the top matches in California. Now,
He's not a stranger from Vendetta Pro Wrestling. He's a former heavyweight champion. I mean, I defeated him for the championship. And then he come back and was entered the NWA Western States Tournament. And Matt Riviera is actually making his return with the NWA Western Heavyweight title on the line. And he's going to face Chris Masters, the Masterpiece, March 27th in Santa Maria. So I heard that through the grapevine. And I know you knew that match, Joseph, because you're the one that told me about it. But I thought I'd be the one that would say anything about it. And might as well get that out there because that's going to be an amazing match, March 27th. That's going to be at the Santa Maria, at the Radisson. Those shows always do really well, and they get pretty well now. And if not selling out, then people make sure you get your tickets early. And let's see what happens. Next week's guest for Vendetta Pro Radio is none other than the War Pig, Jody Christofferson, son of Chris Christofferson, the country singer and actor. So and former NXT superstar known as Garrett Dillon. So and the recent winner of the Roland Alexander Memorial Cup Battle Royal. I think you were about to just say that, weren't you?
The California Cup, absolutely.
Exactly. So, hey, next week, Joseph, we'll be back. We'll have another good time. Jody Christofferson is going to be one of those people you definitely want to hear from. And thanks for hosting this show, Joseph. Obviously, if it wasn't for you, Vendetta Pro Wrestling and Vendetta Pro Radio wouldn't be around. So, thank you, Joseph, and thank you, Brian Kendrick, for having me as a co-host for my first time. I don't think I did too bad. At least I had a lot of facts on the guy, you know what I mean, and facts on our shows, and didn't mix them up. Go figure, huh? So, anyways, Joseph, thanks a lot, man, and we'll see you next week. I'm sure I'll talk to you later tonight. That's just how it works. And have a good night, Joseph.
You too. Thank you. And everyone, thank you for listening to this edition of Vendetta Pro Radio 2K15. We will be back next week. Jody Christofferson. Until then, my name is Joseph Duncan. This is Vendetta Pro. In the midnight hour.